Welcome to today's session. I am Dr. Ruth. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. We are still in the Gospel of Mark. We are continuing today with my Bible study, which is a verse-by-verse teaching out of the Gospel of Mark. We continue with chapter 6. We pick it up today in verse 45, and I will be teaching out of the NIV. So this is a continuation of this chapter, so I highly recommend you go back and listen to the previous two sessions, which we titled chapter 6a and b. That way you can pick this up in context and get a better understanding of what's going on in this chapter. Okay, Mark chapter 6, verse 45. What are we going to learn in these upcoming verses? The Lord Jesus will perform another miracle to show his sovereignty or his power over creation. He would walk on water. So we pick it up, verse 45. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida. Now, let me explain here real quick that you will find a similar content about the Lord Jesus walking on water out of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14. The reason I'm bringing this to your attention is that in this chapter, Mark did not give us the account of the Apostle Peter stepping out of the boat and walking on water. You will find that in Matthew's version. So if you're interested in the teaching I did there, please, after today's session, go and listen to Matthew chapter 14 right here in this Podbean, and then gain a deeper revelation and about the insights of faith from Peter walking on water. So Mark does not provide that here. I want to draw this to your attention. Okay, we'll continue here. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to just reread this. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Again, we see the Lord Jesus constantly having quiet moments of prayer with God the Father. What a habit we could emulate. Prayer is something we can do throughout the day. We don't have to wait for any special occasions or special ceremony. We can pray throughout the day, just as we are learning from the Lord Jesus. And prayer simply means communication with God. You can do that while taking a shower. You can do that while walking. It just helps you to be God-centered, okay? So we see the Lord Jesus so God-conscious, taking time off to pray. Verse 47. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on the land. Now, you have to keep this in perspective. The Lord Jesus had given his orders for the disciples to get into the boat, so they just didn't do it on their own accord, okay? So the disciples were in God's will. If you remember, I mentioned that in verse 45. Okay, he made his disciples get into the boat. So we see the disciples in God's perfect will. But we're learning here that the Lord Jesus was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Apparently, the disciples were in this boat and the winds were heavy. Now, remember, these were fishermen. For them to be struggling, the winds were truly heavy. So shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. Let me pause. There is a lot here. Remember, I just said there that Jesus was walking on the lake. He was about to pass by. What is this saying? This is saying that the Lord Jesus saw the disciples in the boat struggling. You got that right? He saw them struggling. And the disciples saw him, they thought he was a ghost. But the Lord Jesus made himself available. He was about to go past them, but then they later on call for help. What does this mean to you today? Come on, somebody, get this. God is an ever-present God in times of trouble. When we are going through crisis, when we are going through problems, God is always there just waiting for us to reach out to him and call out for help. Are you seeing this? God is a gentleman. God is not going to force himself onto your problems, but he is available. He is willing. He is ever present. He is just eagerly waiting for you to call upon him. So, friend, the lesson right away is that whenever you are in a crisis, never assume, never conclude that God is going to automatically just jump in and help you. God says you reach out in help. So we are learning that God is always available, but he wants us to reach out in help. Because had these disciples not called out to Jesus, we don't know what would have happened, but knowing the nature of God, more than likely, he would have just stayed put until the disciples call out for help. Friend, whatever problems you're dealing with right now, have you called out to God for help? You see, a lot of times, God is waiting on us to reach out because he has given us a free will. He wants us to call on him willingly. Oh, come on, somebody. This is so crucial. Let's move on here. We get into, right away. Let me reread the end of that verse there. Verse 49. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. So when the disciples saw the Lord Jesus, as I had just explained, they cried out for help. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Exactly. So when the disciples cried out, the Lord saw that they were reaching out for help, he intervened. Oh man, I have already explained. Please today, reach out to God for your problems. Don't conclude. Don't assume. If you've done it before, do it again. God is not tired when we come to him over and over with our problems. God is all omnipotent, all powerful. He doesn't get tired. Reach out to him. Call out to him. Don't allow Satan to deceive you. Oh, you've talked to God about that problem. Quit. Don't quit. Do it again and again. Okay. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them and the wind died down. Oh, come on, somebody. All you have to do is reach out to God and he would immediately get into the center of your problem and that problem will dissolve. Just like we see the Lord Jesus getting into the boat with the disciples, just his presence in that boat, the winds calm down. Just the presence of God in your problem. Just one word of God. One word from God. One iota of revelation from God will solve your problem. Don't give up. Call out to God. His presence is sufficient. This is awesome. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. So the disciples were so surprised about this miracle that the Lord Jesus did because their hearts were hardened. That's why they were amazed. What is a hardened heart? Remember, the Lord Jesus had just performed a miracle, feeding the 5,000, and the disciples saw that firsthand knowledge. But we're learning here that they were amazed and more than likely just surprised, afraid, because they did not take the time to ponder and meditate on what the Lord Jesus just did. He just did that. The Bible doesn't tell us how long, more than likely, the same day, few days. It doesn't matter. He had just performed a miracle, feeding the 5,000. But they didn't take the time to meditate on that. So it was not a reality. So when they faced the next big crisis, they were afraid because their hearts were hardened. Hello, friends. This is Dr. Ruth here. Thank you for joining me today. I would like to share with you our ministry offer that is available to you as a donation to this ministry throughout my teachings out of the Gospels. So, I have two resources that I know will bless you tremendously because these two books have blessed hundreds of people. So, the two books all have to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ. So the first one is titled, Who is the Real Jesus? And the second one is titled, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? So for a ministry donation of $50 or more, this includes shipping and handling. If you live here in the USA, we will mail these two books to you today. Okay, it will provide added clarity, added teaching about the Gospels, the ministry of Jesus, the work of Christ. These are phenomenal resources that would add into the teaching here I'm doing in the Gospels and help you to really have a deeper revelation and walk with the Lord. So again, this comes to us as a donation, and we thank you in advance for considering that. Again, the books are Who is the Real Jesus? And the other one is, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? For a ministry donation of $50 or more if you live in the USA. But if you cannot afford both books and you just want one, it's okay too. We thank you for your donation. So, Who is the Real Jesus? For a donation of $25 or more, including shipping and handling. And then the other book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus, would be $35, including shipping and handling. We will mail these books to you today. The advantage of getting both books is that you would save $10, okay? So again, this ministry offer is only available for those who live within the USA because we cannot ship overseas. But if you live overseas and you're listening to me, you can get these books from Amazon. So here is how you can donate through us directly to get this book as a ministry offer. Our safe and secure website is drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then if you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here's the telephone number for Zelle. 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. And then we also accept donations through Cash App. And the name there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Or if you just want to bless us with a one-time donation to help us produce more teachings like this and pay for studio time, we thank you abundantly from the bottom of our hearts. And God says thank you. And God is so faithful that He will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. So I want to thank you in advance for purchasing this additional ministry resources to help you to gain a better revelation of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, we thank you. Here is the teaching. A hardened heart is somebody who is not sensitive to the presence of God. A hardened heart is somebody whose heart is callous, whose heart has not been trained to discern the presence of God. Is this clear? So in this case, the disciples didn't just consider, they didn't ponder, they didn't take the time to allow the miracles of feeding the 5,000 penetrate into their heart. What is this teaching us? This is teaching us right away that biblical meditation, pondering over and over about the blessings of God in our lives, the goodness of God, the miracles of God, the promises of God is a key way for our heart to become sensitive to God, so that when we are struck or attacked with all this crisis, we don't panic. We can remind ourselves that that same God who delivered me from that problem a year ago is still going to deliver me today. Mm-hmm. We should not easily forget what God had done in the past. We have to keep it into the forefront, meditate on it, remember it, allow our hearts to be sensitive. That way, when we are attacked, we don't panic. Okay? And where is your heart? Your heart is that deepest part of your soul. And what is your soul? Your soul is your outlook in life, your thinking patterns, your processing of information, is your personality, is your will. Your soul is that part of you that is not regenerated at the time when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, which is exactly why the Bible teaches us, one scripture is coming to mind, Romans 12, 1 through 2, that we should not be conformed to the patterns of this world, meaning we should not think like the people in the world think. Rather, we should renew our minds, okay? We should be transformed by the renewing of our minds, meaning we take the word of God, we think about it, we ponder about it over and over. We train ourselves to see ourselves as God sees us. And as we're doing that, our heart, which is that deepest part of our soul, will be changed and become more sensitive to who we are in Christ. Our hearts will be more sensitive to the voice of God. That way, when we run into crisis, we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is with us. We don't need to panic, because whenever we panic in the midst of crisis, we lose focus. But when we stay calm, having confidence that God is with us, God intervenes rather quickly. Are you getting this? So again, to allow your heart to be sensitive is just a process of biblical meditation, not forgetting the goodness of God, pondering about the goodness of God, pondering on the promises of God. Don't take it for granted. Like these disciples took it for granted what the Lord Jesus had just done, performed the miracle, feeding the 5,000, and they run into the next storm and they panic. Okay, I hope this is clear. Moving on here in verse 53, when they had crossed over, so now the Lord Jesus got into the boat with them. The storms calmed down, so they crossed over. They landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Glory to God. I like the way this chapter ended. All who touched the Lord Jesus received healing. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is willing to help you. Jesus Christ is an ever-present God in times of crisis. Whatever you're dealing with today, sickness in your body, crisis, Jesus Christ is like, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you, friend. I just am blessed as we come to the end of this chapter. So this is all I have for this session. So what are the major principles we've learned out of these verses here, verses 45 through 56? Just to recap here, calling and asking for help is God's will for you. Mm-hmm. Knowing that God is willing, but he wants you to reach out to him because he has given you a free will. And I've explained extensively about allowing your heart to be sensitive. And that can only happen through the process of biblical meditation. And I already explained that. So what is the key application out of this verses here? Again, just to reiterate this because it's so important. Psalm 46, 1 through 2, God is an ever-present God in times of crisis. Train yourself to quickly call out to God for help. He is willing and available. Matthew 7, 7 teaches clearly, this is the Lord Jesus speaking now, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. If you were to study this in the original language Greek, it's a continuous, ongoing, asking, seeking, and knocking. Never give up. Seeking God for your heart's desire. Never give up. Praying, pondering on what you're believing and trusting God for. At the end of the day, know that God is faithful. He is withholding no good thing from you. He has given you a free will to call upon Him. He is willing to help you right now. I hope you receive this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your loving and faithful God. We thank you that you're God who is ever present to help us in times of crisis. We thank you that you never get tired of us coming to you with our problems. We thank you for your compassion towards us, Father God. I lift up all the listeners, Holy Spirit, reveal to them what the solutions are for their specific problems today. I pray you give them the wisdom to go about solving these issues. Let your peace anchor their souls today. Let your love comfort them today. Thank you for touching each heart today. Help us, Holy Spirit, so our hearts can be more sensitive to your presence and your love and your grace. Thank you, God, for I have prayed in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all those who are in agreement say, Amen. God loves you. Enjoy a blessed day. Please listen to the announcer as he will tell you more about our ministry so you can get involved. And we ask that as you've been blessed, bless us with a one-time donation. Here is the announcer.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address, info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.